Holmes on the Range by Steve Hawkinsmith. Read by William Dufries. Copyright 2006 by Steve Hawkinsmith. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Minotaur and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prelude, or The Calm Between the Storms. There are two things you can't escape out here in the West, dust and death. They sort of swirl together in the wind, and a fella never knows when a fresh gust is going to blow one or the other right in his face. So while I'm yet a young man, I've already laid eyes on every manner of demise you could put a name to. I've seen folks drowned, shot, stabbed, starved, frozen, poisoned, hung, crushed, gored by steers, dragged by horses, bitten by snakes, and carried off by an assortment of illnesses with which I could fill the rest of this book and another besides. So it's quite a compliment I bestow when I say that the remains we came across the day after the big storm were the most frightful I'd ever seen. Not only had a few hundred cows gone for a waltz over the body, prairie wolves had snacked on whatever hadn't stuck to the hooves. The remaining dribs and drabs of gristle were mixed in with the mud like strips of undercooked beef in a bowl of Texas chili. "I'll get to gathering up the bits," my brother said as he swung down off his saddle. "You head back and grab us a couple of shovels." Usually when old Red gets bossy with me, which is only about 100 times a day, I repay his piss with vinegar. But my brother got no sass from me now, as fetching tools sounded a hell of a lot more appetizing than separating innards from earth. It was a more...